One bright day in the middle of the night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back they faced each other, drew their swords and shot each other. A deaf policeman heard the noise, came and killed those two dead boys. If you don't believe this story's true, ask the blind man. He saw it too. That was a portion of the old folklore rhyme, One Fine Day, that I feel relates to the painting Early Self-Portrait by Otto Dix. The oil-on-canvas painting was created during the period where Germany was preparing itself for World War I. During this time, many men were being drafted into the army to fight for their country, and I think Dix wanted to show the dark oppression of the time. The artist allows dark energy to flow in this painting, showing how opposed he was to the upcoming war. This is represented by the colors that are depicted in this painting, the most prominent colors being black and red with some white and gray around the edges. Dix has painted his own head several times in this portrait, showing a variety of different expressions, yet all of them seem to have the same emotion, sadness. The two heads in the top left corner and the bottom right corner seem more spiritual or ghost-like. Is this representing how he thinks many people will die during this war, or perhaps it is part of himself dying as he is drafted as a soldier? In the clearest head that resides in the middle area of the left side of the portrait, the man's eyes are white, blank of emotion and void of all feelings. The ghostly head next to him has a pair of dark crimson eyes peering out from deep sockets. It also appears to have a set of large, jagged teeth. Perhaps this represents an animal of war? The brown head in the upper right corner seems to be staring into the eyes of the viewers, although it lacks its own set of eyes. In the center of the portrait, the artist has painted his last name in bright orange, telling that this is a self-portrait of how he saw himself before the war began. At the bottom of the painting, amidst the swirls of gray and black, Dix has painted an eye and a pair of lips that are floating around with no head of their own. For what reason did the artist paint these? Maybe representing the eyes of the innocent and the words that will never be spoken, doomed to wander through the folds of eternity and never be to be heard by the ears of the enemy. A poem. A million dusks are reborn from deep within the chamber. A yawn escapes a new face. He has beaten the test of time. Slowly, gradually, eyes of a thousand years of pain open to embrace the cries of those who dared challenge him. I'm Anna Springy with a Bulldog podcast from Southwest Junior High.